Hello, Dr. Moura. It's a pleasure to have you in the radio. I want to talk about you, about the identification of microorganisms with this new technology, that it's MALDI-TOF. Can you tell us what is MALDI-TOF?
Well, first, the name is an acronym for matrix-assisted laser desorption, ionization, time-of-flight, mass spectrometry. And that's why everybody refers to it as MALDI-TOF, because you couldn't say all those words. It's a system for separating proteins that an organism has and using that to identify the organisms. The way the system works is that the organism is put onto a metal target plate. The proteins can either be extracted or not extracted. Most commonly, they're extracted with formic acid, so a drop of formic acid is put onto the colony, and within seconds, the proteins are released. A matrix is put on the surface of the organism, and when that matrix is hit with a laser beam, it ionizes the proteins underneath the matrix, and then that's collected in a vacuum tube, and the sensor is able to separate the proteins based on their size. So for each organism, we may have a couple of hundred different proteins separated by size, and that profile is what's used then to identify the organism. Each organism has a unique profile of proteins.
Excellent. And when did you start working with this new technology?
When I worked at the National Institutes of Health, I joined the NIH in 2002. We started some initial work at that time. Probably around 2005, we started doing serious work where we were taking large populations of well-characterized bacteria and yeast and identifying the organisms with that, with the MALDI-TOF technique. And then we extended that work to blood cultures, to identifying mycobacteria, and then most recently with identifying the filamentous fungi, the molds, with this technique.
Very well. And this technology, it's only used for investigation, or also it can be suitable for the clinical microbiology laboratory?
Well, as I described the procedure, it's a very simple procedure. The instrumentation is extremely robust, and it's been adopted initially in European clinical laboratories and now more commonly worldwide, including about a half a dozen laboratories in Argentina. So I see this technology as something that will be routinely used to identify most organisms and used in most laboratories within the next 3 to 5 years.
How long does it take to make the identification of the microorganisms since you have the culture?
You can pick a colony from a culture or take cells that are in a blood culture, and from the time you have the colony to identification of the organism, it takes less than an hour. For bacteria and for yeast, it probably takes 5 to 10 minutes. For the mycobacteria, you have to kill the organisms by boiling them for 30 minutes, so it takes a bit longer. And for molds, it's the same thing. You kill the organisms by treating them with ethanol. But again, all organisms can be identified in less than an hour, so it's a very rapid procedure.
So compared to other conventional techniques, this is incredibly fast, no? What are the benefits that the patients can have with this rapid identification?
The rapid identification allows the physician to, even before they have susceptibility results, it allows the physician to refine their empiric antibiotic therapy. In studies that have been done with blood cultures, they've been able to demonstrate a significant improvement in the management of patients that are septic by having the results of MALDI TOF available generally 1 to 2 days earlier than by traditional biochemical identification techniques. So we see a improved care of the patient, better use of antibiotics, decreased stay in the hospital, and then the laboratory benefits by the decreased cost for the laboratory to get this identification.
And in this technology, you can have a susceptibility pattern?
There's been some work using MALDI TOF to perform susceptibility tests. The most common work has been with the carbapenem antibiotics like imipenem and meropenem. What happens is if the organism is resistant to the carbapenems, it actually degrades the antibiotic. And so the way the susceptibility test works is by measuring the byproducts of that degradation. The procedure takes from 2 to 4 hours, and I think in general, from my perspective, I don't think it's as useful as other techniques for measuring resistance to the carbapenems. There's been other work with other antibiotics, but again, I think this is probably not the most important application of this technology. It might be something that would be used for very specific examples, but I think more traditional susceptibility tests will remain important.
Do you want to highlight any other benefit that you can have with this technology?
I think it dramatically changes the way work in the laboratory is performed. As an example, an anaerobic bacteria traditionally takes days before we have an identification and is relatively expensive. In the case of MALDI TOF, you can identify anaerobes as easily as aerobic bacteria and have a result in, again, minutes rather than days. With mycobacteria, the workflow totally changes in the laboratory. I think maybe the most important area would be with the filamentous fungi. They're currently identified by morphology or by gene sequencing, both of which require a great deal of expertise. They're expensive and time-dependent. With MALDI TOF, virtually any laboratory would be able to identify any mold and do it very rapidly. So I believe it's going to significantly improve the quality of work we do in the microbiology laboratory, and this will directly impact on both the hospital economics as well as patient management.
So the results that you get with MALDI TOF, they are compared to sequencing?
They're actually more sensitive than the way we typically do sequencing. With sequence identification, we target a single gene most commonly, or even a portion of that gene, such as the ribosomal RNA genes. In the case of MALDI TOF, you're literally sequencing hundreds of genes because of the analytic sensitivity of the procedure. So in practice, the only limitation with MALDI TOF is going to be the database. And as the databases continue to be improved, with more organisms added to the database, we're going to see a much higher percent of organisms accurately classified.
Thank you very much. And regarding to the lecture that you gave yesterday about the future of microbiology, your perspective, can you tell a little bit to the audience what's your perspective about the laboratory?
So there's a number of things that I talked about yesterday. Maybe I think the most important aspect is as we see automation introduced into the microbiology laboratory, what it allows us to do is to perform tests in a very reproducible fashion to improve the accuracy and decrease the time to where we have results that can be used to manage patients. I think what it really does with automation is it gives us tools to be able to manage patients, to manage the results we generate much more effectively than what we were able to do historically. So as an example, What we typically do in a microbiology laboratory is we will inoculate specimens onto plates and broths and put it in the incubator. The next day in the morning when the technologists arrive, they take all the plates out and they start working with that. Some of those plates have been in the incubator for 24 hours. Some have been in for 12 hours. And it's a waste of effort to be looking at plates that may have insufficient growth before you can really do your identifications. With automation, as an example, you can say, have the instrument tell us each culture, when each culture has been incubated, say 18 hours, so that we can work up that culture. It allows us to not waste effort by looking at immature plates, and to schedule work, because we will know what plates will be available next hour, or the following hour, or the hour after that. So it allows us to be a much more effective laboratory, which in turn produces results that are more useful for patient management and antibiotic stewardship.
Thank you very much. So I remember one of the questions that someone in the audience made you. Perhaps we start thinking about Malitov, we start thinking about automation, about microbiology, in general, but we can never forget about the cultures and the plates. That's right?
Yes, the question was posed that should we even consider automation as an example, or Malditov, if molecular diagnostics is going to replace culture. And I'm convinced that the lab of the future is going to have a number of technologies that will be used in an integrated way. We will still be doing culture, and culture will be important. My goal is to make sure that we culture what we need to culture, and we do it in a very effective way. So the future laboratory is, I think, going to be interesting. It'll keep some of what we've done traditionally, and we'll see new technologies like Malditov, or new, really, lab management methods like automation, integrated together in a very useful fashion.
Well, Dr. Patrick Murray, it's a pleasure having you here, and thank you a lot for your time. And well, see you around in the Congress.
Thank you.